the teachings of science above the revelations of Scripture. Are we together? The Bible is very clear that the ground that you walk upon, for whatever soil it has, on whatever rocks it has, that it's God who established and established upon the seas, which of course, at the during the time of the flood, the earth cracked, and the water from below shot up into the atmosphere, and there was also rain from above, and both of them met, and the earth was baptized, in a way, baptized. And sin was eradicated in that the sin of the antediluvians was wiped. The sin and sinners of that, the sinners were eradicated at that time. But afterwards, of course, we see the earth again comes back to a state of, what's it called? The earth comes back, you know, after the floods subside, the waters go back to their places. The earth comes to a state where you find it's not as excellent and as good as it was before, because sin has an effect even until now. You find man who was living for many years, 900 years, and men who are giants now start living shorter lives and having shorter and smaller frames than God had originally given them. Man becomes more and more affected by sin, and not only man, but also the earth itself, the environment, the atmosphere, the ground itself, soil erosion, leaching, all these kind of things are an effect of sin. Are we together? We have no idea of the fertility of the earth that God had made before the flood. We have no idea. Are we together? Fossil records have shown that plants which are right now like 20 feet used to grow to 150 feet in length. Amen? That's why when God said that he has created it and seen that it is good, it is indeed very good. But now, I want us to come back and retrace back our steps into this thing called stewardship. Let us pray. Father, give me utterance. Give me utterance and give them fertility of mind and heart to understand what I'm saying. Help me also be simple. I know that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Stewardship. The acknowledging that all things belong to God and are not ours. Do you believe that your body belongs to God? Do you? Do you? Ah, come on, church, give me an answer. Do you believe that your body, your time, your intellect, all of them belong to God? Do you? You see, proper stewardship, listen to this, proper stewardship is the fruit, not the root of consecration. Are we together? There is a foundational thing that needs to happen in our hearts so that we can be proper stewards of the things that we have. Are we together? That we have been given. Not that we have, that we have been given. The Bible says that all things belong to God. The earth is the fullness, and the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Are we together? Amen? Which tells us that all the wealth of the earth belongs to God. Praise God. The very elements of nature are all under his supervision and jurisdiction. They're under divine supervision. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. The same God who brings rain upon the wicked brings it also upon the righteous. Jua inakupiga. Hautasema because I'm righteous, jua itawaka. Si ndio? Amen? This is why you hear righteous men saying, ijua leo ni mvua. Si ndio? Imewaka, isn't it? And I usually jokingly tell my friend Nehemiah that our receding hairlines are partly because to the Rongai sun. But usually it's on a light note, isn't it? Now, not only the elements of nature, but also the minds of men, God has given us the capacity to create, isn't it? Isn't it? He has given us the capacity to manipulate the things that he has already placed in nature and in the earth for them to become instruments and things which we can use for our own benefits and good. Amen? But because of sin, of course, man takes the elements and makes destructive things. Isn't it? We all do know that, isn't it? Turn to the book of Luke chapter 15, verse 12 and 3. Post the verses here. We can see radioactive elements being turned into weapons of war. Now, the very fact that Jesus will come before man can eradicate himself totally and annihilate himself proves and shows that God will not allow wicked men to have a full sense of ownership over a sense of stewardship. Are we together? He will come and prove that he is the maker of all things. Animal and beast, plant, flora and fauna, you know. And the Bible tells us we are coming to the story of the prodigal son. I'm going to give you lessons like just three points or four from different parts of scripture. Now, this is one parable, but that has three divisions into it. Are you together? Tells us, and the younger of them, of course, let's start from verse 11. Just go back to verse 11, tells us. And he said, a certain man had two sons. Now, this parable has three parts. Are you together? There are three spectrums into one parable because Luke chapter 15 verse 1 says, and he spake this parable unto them. Not parables, but parable. It's one that has three spectrums. There's the lost coin, lost inside the house. Are we together? There's the lost sheep, lost outside of the fold, isn't it? And then there is a, in quotes, lost son, but actually in this story there are two lost sons. This story is an elaboration, a further exposition of the lost sheep and the lost coin. One is lost outside, another is lost inside. Are you together? Amen? But check this out. The sheep is animate. The coin is not. Tuko pamoja? Munanisikiza? Follow through. I said follow through. Remember, I've prayed for you guys to have understanding. So that unto you, you can understand the mysteries of these things. Amen? Praise God. Now, remember, the sheep is animate. The coin is not. But the sheep has value. And the coin has value. Are you together? Now, have you observed that a lot of times that those who are lost within the church of God do not know that they're lost? They're as dead as the inanimate coin. But those who sin and know that they're living in sin are as the sheep. They know that they are lost, but the problem is they don't know their way home. Praise God. Now, listen to me. I was reading the book Faith and Works this week, and I read somewhere it tells us, let me just even read the quotation. Why should I shoot it from the hip? Listen. I'll shoot it from the hip, this one. It tells us, I'll go and summer something along the lines of the mentality that you, if I want to put it in the right words, because there's a very thin line between error and truth in this one, the mentality that God has something to do and you have something to do independent of God in saving you is an offering of Cain. You know, are you aware that the Lord meets us all the way? Some people usually say he meets us halfway. No. He meets us all the way, then capacitates us to meet him on the way to heaven. Are we together? He sets things in operation so that the sinner can feel the need of a savior. Come on. Let me hear some enthusiasm, okay? Amen? You know, you're Kenyans. I understand. We are only enthusiastic when talking about politics. When it comes to religion and spirituality and these deeper things of life, amen. Go to a country like Zambia. I envy going to places like those where a point is said on the pulpit, you hear someone rising at the back there saying, amen, repeat the point. Not that point, their point, yeah? Isn't it? The word of God is speaking to me, repeat the point. Are we together? Enthusiasm. Because why? We are feeding on the carbohydrates of God's word. Let's come back here. See, carbohydrates energize. And he said, a certain man had how many sons? Two sons. Next verse. Be a proper steward of the keyboard, eh? And he said, okay, let's say it. And the younger son said unto his father, Imekuja? Okay. And the younger said unto his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth unto me. And the father divided unto them both his living. Look at what verse 12 says. Sindio, something's happening. Let's read. Let's continue. Let me read it from my Bible. As they are looking to give us the verses, I want to show you something from those two verses. But I wish it was able. Just go to verse 12. That's good. But let's now go to verse 12. And the younger of them, look, observe. It is the younger one, not the older one. Are we together? Who says to his father, Father? Look at that. There is a sense of reverence. Sindio. There is relational, there's relationship there. Sindio. Give me. But the purpose, this part explains why he was relating with the father. He is relating to the father because there's something he can be benefited with. Some of you are in church because you think God is a stairway to wealth. The younger of them, tuko pamoja, that is characteristic of spiritual immaturity. It's not the older one. We are mekoma. Lakini kupotea yake ndio Sunday kwa us. Maana sisi watumishi tukipoteanga, Mungu awe nasi. Sikiza, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth unto me, which means, nimekuwa nikipiga hesabu mbili. Number one, I've been observing the way God has blessed you, but because of the proximity I have to you, I feel entitled to what you have. Okay? And siko baya, the intent of my heart is that you should have died sooner. But you haven't. I want to enjoy my youth. Siata Biblia nasema, let me enjoy my youth. I want to enjoy my youth. Give me that wealth. Some of us, that's how we relate with our God. Sindio? Isn't it? We want God not to stand in the way of blessings. You don't see it. God is a means to the end. Let me tell you, he's not. God is not a means to the end, as we think, as we subconsciously think. You know, I hear people come into church and say, you know, there's a time when I was growing up, when I was younger, you know, these gospel songs, you know, I've grown up with these gospel songs. Everything na double, isn't it? Yeah, but, why is the pursuit of wealth and glory and fame and power more important than the pursuit of character? Because before God establishes, let me say, not establish, but before God gifts someone, to some extent, with earthly blessings, he capacitates you to receive them. He's not only a God of the product, he's also a God of the process. Now listen to this, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall unto me. And he divided unto them his living. Everything that he had worked for, he gave it unto them. Listen to me, the first point, we backslide. Let's go to verse 13. We backslide and have spiritual struggles the moment in which we lose a sense. I didn't say knowledge. I said what? A sense of stewardship over ownership. I mean, a sense of owner, when we lose the sense of stewardship on ownership. Are we together? Umenielewa kweli? And not many days after, ndawaelezea. Hizo majibu menipea mjelewa. Not many days after, so there was a waiting process, isn't it? Are you together? Now let me tell you what happens here. After the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Sometimes when we prostitute our gifts in the world, we've taken the very best of what God gave us. Na tunaipeleka huko hivyo. You have no business being a comedian when God has called you to be a preacher. Praise God. Praise God. You have no business being a political analyst when God has given you the ability of discernment and, you know, strong mental capacities. Are we together? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Yeah, amen. Vilesko kidogo, that message inaingia ndani. It's distilling and being instilled into you. Observe, verse 12 and verse 13 has a space where it says, not many days after. Listen, I said, we begin soon. He left his father's house. Are we together? He left there after he had completely lost the sense of stewardship and now had a sense of ownership over all that the Father had given him. This is why he backslid and left the house of God. So after he leaves, the process, your time, imekua, okay, mti imekatika, mti imekauka, lakini now let the roots dry up completely. This is what happened. The roots were drying up. And so, when the roots completely dried up, the tree was plucked. The tree was plucked. I'm speaking analogy. The tree being plucked now represents him leaving. A lot of times, people leave the church of God and leave the fold of Christ because of this problem. You start thinking that the things that God has given you ni zako. Let me tell you how this is displayed. Some of you are in the process of kungojea not many days zimalizike. Mukuapo tu, you're still within the Father's house, so you're still in church. Are we together? But the things that God has blessed you with make you proud than humble. God probably gave you good looks. Instead of smiling to people up wakakaribisha kanisa, now I have a story on that one. A friend of mine, but she's married, eh? Okay, God gave her comeliness of appearance. Are you together? She was both fearfully and wonderfully made, isn't it? Now, because of sin, some are fearfully made, isn't it? Now, brought someone to church just by smiling at them and invited them to church. And of course, the fellow came to church, came to the presence so he could hear present truth, and right now he's a baptized and a deacon in church. Smiling at someone, isn't it? Amen? Because you think Christian dignity is about stoicism and stolidism, isn't it? Are we together? Yeah? No one ukiona mtumishi kama huyo na this guy is cracking jokes on the pulpit. He's cracking humor on the pulpit. Kuna mali manuscript releases and say the Holy Spirit can give sanctified humor. Took his journey into a far country. The distance of where he went represents how far he wanted to forget God. How far he wanted to forget his Father. The same way some of you are doing. I've said the first point is, if you've heard me right, is that the sense of ownership, if we are overtaken with a sense of ownership over a sense of stewardship, we'll begin backsliding there. I said sense. How is this thing displayed in church? Watu unapata pesa kidogo? Kidogo tu? Jo earning 200,000 pesa kidogo sana. Are we together? God is a billionaire, a multi-trillionaire. In fact, infinitaire. Sindio? And then you start developing a sense of class, isn't it? Now the whole church cannot, even in a church board, what is yongea because we and unatoa pesa ya kujenga kanisa. Sindio? They cannot even speak the right thing because you are the one who feels the sense of ownership. Sindio tunaoni kanisa. True or false? Sisi vitu zinafanyika? Good. If you have a sense of pride of what you have, you've already lost a sense of stewardship. And you're now on a sense of ownership. Now, let me tell you. Kama ujanguka bado, ni because you are like a wooden building and termite inakula kutoka ndani. Wacha storm ikuje. Ndio utajua. Let us go to 2 Samuel 2 verse 19 to 23. 2 Samuel. But there are just 3 points to malize. This is the second point I'm driving to. 2 Samuel 2 verse 19 and to 23. I'll read it for you as you wait. 2 Samuel. Now, listen to this. This is about the in record, the fastest man in the Bible in running. You know, sometimes I read about some of the gifts people are given and I feel somewhat envious. Now, this fellow, Asahel, the Bible tells us that he was as fleet-footed as a roe. In the previous verse, 18, I think in Atuambia, he was as fleet-footed as a roe. It was not exaggerating by saying, speed yake kukimbia, he was equal to a small gazelle, isn't it? and Abishai, these three brothers. Now, they receive it. This is about civil war in Israel, the house of David and began the house of Saul. So the house of David, in the house of David, David had a sister called Zeruiah. Zeruiah and Uhuyu. And now Zeruiah has three sons who are David's nephews. These three brothers are Olympians. Now, Joab is the firstborn, who is the captain of David's army. Remember, Joab never lost a single battle. Ellen G. White calls him the conqueror of 100 battlefields. Are we together? Now, Abishai, who is the strongest, David's personal bodyguard, slays 300 men single-handedly with his spear. And Asahel, was as light of foot as a wild roe. Kwa Biblia inatuambia in the King Kiswahili nasema alikuwa mwepesi wa mguu kama kulungu. Could run as fast as a gazelle. Now, remember this is true because at that time people, the gifts people had were much greater than what we have right now. I've read of history of a certain Roman emperor who was a giant of a man who it is said that he could run and keep up pace with a horse. I think his name was Maximilian or something. Now, Asahel, the ukisoma in the SOP, Kitabu inaitwa Antiquities of the Jews, inasema, it is said by the ancient Hebrews that he outpaced a horse, this young man. Naika na farasi hivi, anaenda tu akipita hivi akiona. Now, and Asahel pursued after Abner, and in going, na huu kitembea kutoka hapa hadi sibidi uko kojo umechoka. And in going, he turned not to the right hand or to the left. You know, you can go at a certain speed such that it's quite dangerous to turn like this, someone like that. Sindio? Go to China. I've not gone there, lakini, I know. Now, go to China. Some friends of mine have been there. In some of those big cities, I think it's Guangzhou or Shanghai or Beijing. From one city to the other, it's a straight railway. Electromagnetic trains go there. And it's like a distance of 1,000 kilometers. And yeah, those trains nafika in 2 hours. So they move, or 3 hours, they move at speeds of around 300 or 400 kilometers per hour. It's so fast, mbako kiketi ndani, it's like you're not moving. But that speed has, because it's so fast, it has to be in a very straight line. Are we together? So ndo ya Sahel hapa hivi. Pursued after Abner, God gave him speed. Sindio? Isn't it? Let's continue reading Hadi verse 23. Then Abner looked, we are talking about stewardship, eh? And Abner looked behind him. Now Abner is the captain of King Saul, okay? I've read extra-biblical sources which are not a source of authority but a source of interesting information. Are you together? I usually make sure to do thorough research. You don't present hyperbasal information up a pulpit. Amen? Amen? Yeah. Corinthians nambiwa, you should be rabbis right now, lakini mnataka kuhishwa tu maziwa kila saa. Now, Abner, it is said that the ancient Hebrews wanasemanga, it's not in the Bible, it's not in the SOP, it's not in Antiquities of the Jews, this is in the Jewish Encyclopedia. And so Abner was physically such a strong man, there's a hint, it is hinted in the Bible, because he survives the war that kills Saul. Sindio? He was physically so strong until one day he jokingly said that, I wish I could take hold of the world, I could shake it. Now, looks behind him and said, are you Asahel? Nimekuwa nikisikia David akona kijana anaitwa Asahel mwana atokanga mbio hivi. Lakini vile nakuangalia vile unakuja ni kama ni wewe. Kijana ni wewe? Asahel anajibu, I am. These are the last recorded words of the fastest man in scripture. Identifying himself. My brother, let me ask you. My sister, let me ask you. Who do you identify yourself with? Even at life's terminal, yeah? Do you identify yourself with a political party or a government or something? Or do you identify yourself with where you come from? Do you identify yourself with the God of heaven? It says, continue. And Abner said unto him, turn aside to your right hand and to thy left. What Abner is saying, Abner was way older than Asahel, but it seems he could also run faster. They're having a conversation. Lay hold of the young man. This is a soft way of saying, pigana na watu rika yako. And take his armor. But Asahel will not turn aside from following him. Again, verse 22. Same thing. Anamwambia, ebu fanya hivi, acha kupigana na mimi. I know what I can do to you. You're a mighty man in King David, lakini mimi I know myself, baba. I will maliza you. Maliza. And Asahel again, Abner said again to Asahel, turn aside from following me. Why should I smite you to the ground? Now, he becomes more explicit in what he'll do. I'll smite you to the ground. How should I hold up my face to Joab, your brother? I am a captain and a general. I know how personal war gets. You have slain someone's brother, they can look for you and kill you. Are we together? I know how personal it gets. You are not experienced enough to understand this. You are running after me to gain self-glory for killing me. Next.
Howbeit, he refused to turn aside. He could not be reasoned with. Sindio? Therefore, Abner, with the hither end of the spear, did not even look at Tisar tupigane, apana, karibia tu, hivyo. The spear goes below the fifth rib. Soldiers at this time used to learn physiology. Below the fifth rib, and the spear came out behind him. And he fell down there and died in the same place. And it came to pass that as many as came to the place where Sahel fell down and died, stood still. Well, you're on hapa, tuwezi endelea. Here's the next thing I want to tell you, brothers and sisters. Mnisikizeni. Untamed ambition. Remember, Asahel was fighting for King David. Was he fighting on the right side? Was he fighting on the right side? Untamed and untamed ambition. Are we together? Can cause your demise or your downfall. Even if you're fighting on the right side, or even if you're doing the right things. As long as you're not observing temperance with the things, with the way you do things. Good example. How many people overwork themselves in the right ventures until they die? How many people? See, we have an example in our pioneer. Yeah? Kama nani? James White, sindio? Are we together? Now listen to me. If you are covetous of ambition, kama uko unataka sana ambition, do you know what is covetousness? Unquenchable, uncontrollable desire to gain and retain. Now, if you have an unquenchable desire to gain and retain either glory or a name or something for yourself that is not tempered by the Spirit of God, let me tell you something, it will become your downfall. The way Asahel it became also his downfall. Are we together? Amen? You know, some of you are so aggressive in pursuing your studies or pursuing your money-making schemes, which are good things, but you do not begin the day with Christ. From the time you wake up in the morning, tafuta nini? Tafuta hela. Tafuta nini? Tafuta hii. Tafuta hii. Nina kufanyikia? The same thing that you have idolized, God steps back. Inaende na kuramba, alafu unarudi, ati Lord, why? You remind me of the Israelites who went to fight Benjamin without asking God wakatandiko. Wanarudi wananza kulia before the altar. Lord, why? Wherefore are we smitten? Some of your heartbreaks and disappointments are self-brought. Kusema tu kweli. True or false? When you amesema true, may God give you healing. Amen. May he speed up your healing. By the way, reproof accepted, accelerates healing and recovery. Reproof accelerates recovery. The Bible says, as many as I love and rebuke and I love and as many as I love and chasten. Does it say that? I chasten and rebuke. Sindio. Thank you. Therefore be honest and repent. Kipata yo pesa kidogo hivi. Do you first of all unatoa tithe and offering kando ama ama unafikiria vitu zingine. Go to 1 Samuel. That is the second point. If you have untamed ambition, bring it all to the foot of the cross. Well, don't excuse yourself saying, 1 Samuel 17 verse 42. Don't start excusing yourself saying, you know, I'm a choleric. What do you mean? So you're more choleric than Christ-like? And the church of God went silent still. Because the church was full of cholerics. 1 Samuel 17 verse 42. Listen to this. And the Philistine looked about and saw David and disdained him, for he was but a youth and he was a pretty boy. What happened? Which Philistine are you talking about here? Eh? Which Philistine are you talking about here? Goliath, sindio? On the least scale, this guy was around 9 feet 9 on the least scale, present day. He was around 9 feet 9 inches. You think I'm tall. You've not met these people. Just the other day I was in mahali uko hivyo, uzibi place inaituaje. From Yaya Center uko ndani kidogo. I meet someone, for the first time I meet someone I look up to. You know, because I'm sure my head was his shoulder and reminded me of King Saul, eh? But anyway, the pigmentation of his skin told me he was not Kenyan, and I, of course, could tell that he was of a neighboring country. But nevertheless, look at this fellow. The Philistine, now, David has approached Goliath.
And as David is coming, the Philistine strides forth, you know, makes giant steps, isn't it? I didn't intend to put that there. Giant steps towards David. Now, he looks about David. Ellen G. White says that he had expected to meet the mightiest of Israel's warriors, but he sees a boy coming to him with a slingshot. With a slingshot. Yeye ako covered in all that armor, unakuja na slingshot. Any mother ugani? Don't you have respect to your elders, young man? Sindio? He disdained him for two things. Alikuwa nini? He was a youth. Sindio? What is Timothy told by Paul? Usiache mtu kudharau sababu nini? Wewe ni kijana. In fact, in your youth is when you have some advantages. In fact, if you are 23 hapo hivyo, you have some advantages I don't have. Okay, you have some advantages which are better than mine. For example, neuroplasticity yako iko higher than mine. Neuroplasticity, andika jina uende Google and you become a smarter person in knowing what that is. Isn't it? Adventists should have content everywhere. Science, business, theology, everything. Are we together? Akaona ni kijana and ruddy and of a fair countenance. You know, someone who's good looking is not very threatening in his appearance. Sema tu kweli. Sindio? David is the kind of person who will hold babies and not cry. He could go into a place and the dogs may not bark, isn't it? Are we together? Amen? Amen? David, you know, if you look at David, it was like he was created and again recreated, isn't it? On the sixth day, amen? I'm giving the gents some words they can go use, but sasa, come on, to pick up from there, that's up to you. And of a fair countenance. Two things why David, I go to verse 49. Mbona David alidharaliwa na Goliath vitu mbili, ni kijana na ni nini? He's good looking, sindio? Isn't it? Yeah, God is also a lover of beauty. But he hates the vanity that comes from thinking that you own that beauty. Apo amen zimepungua. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone, I think it was an underhand motion than an overhead one, and slung it and smote the Philistine in his wapi? Forehead, isn't it? Exactly. The Philistine was probably East African. You know, a West African friend of mine told me that you East Africans, you have open foreheads. I remember laughing for 1 hour. And the stone sank into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. Now listen, let me ask you a question. Ukigongwa na mawe hivi, unafaa kuanguka aje hivi ama? Ama mbele? Think. Read between the lines, aje? Nyuma, sindio? Yananguka aje? Mbele, aje? Why? How? These details have been given for us so that we can learn things from the Bible. Listen, he goes about, staggers and falls with his face to the ground. Did you observe that he fell on the exact same thing that alikuwa amedharau David in? Alikuwa amedharau David juu ya uso. Akaangukia uso yake. The way you're smiling ni kama yeye ameingia. Let me pass this point. This is the third point. On everything that you pride yourself in, and number two, that you disdain others in, is your downfall. I have seen people become proud because they were wealthy. Mali kaenda wapi? Chini. I've seen people take pride because they had something. They had something, whatever it was. And then through that thing, wakaanguka. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 17 tells us that Lucifer was corrupted by reason of his. Usieke yo verse hapa. Usieke yo verse. Wacha wani watumishi. Wacha tuweza nini waseme. Swali. Lucifer was corrupted by reason of his beauty. Sindio? And through that, he became Satan. Are we together? Are we together? Of all sins, pride and self-righteousness are what? The most hopeless. Because most of the time they rarely go rebuked. Do you know what sometimes pride looks like? Pride looks like being, pride looks like this. Having a sense of reason which charity cannot reason with. Menisikia? You're so logical and so rational, but in a way that greater love that spurs to self-sacrifice cannot reason with that type of love. Are we together? That's what sometimes pride looks like. What does pride look like sometimes? Pride looks like a lot of things. Pride looks like, worst of all, self-dependence. Let me tell you something about pride. Pride is established because you forget that God is the owner of everything and that he's everywhere. Do you want to overcome pride? The hymnalist says, temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. I need thee every hour. That is actually going to be a closing hymn. I need thee every hour. Here's the thing. I want to close it. What is the solution? Stai kuacha hapo tukatikati juu tia. Solution ni gani? Solution ni mbili. Solution ni mbili. Hebu tufungulie hapo hivyo. Psalms 119 verse 36. I'll say it from the head. Fungua hapo Mark 5 verse 9. Mark 5 verse 9. Here's the thing. How does God save us? Si tunaimbanga hii minasemanga, tutamsifu milele hata tutashangaa jinsi alivyo tukomboa. Sindio? Ellen White writes and says, how does Jesus bring man to repentance? She says, there are 1,000 ways he can do that. You may just go on the road and you see a road accident and then a sense of the fleetingness of life comes to you. And guess what? You are driven to the foot of the cross. You could see someone hungry and you'll realize the vanity of hoarding things. And then you're driven to the foot of the cross. There are 1,000 ways he can do it. Our work is to not quench the Spirit. How do we not quench the Spirit? Because the Spirit speaks to us. And through the Spirit we receive repentance as well as forgiveness of sin. Are we together? How therefore do we not quench the Spirit? Continually. I said which word? Continually expose yourself to the hearing of God's word. Because Romans 10 verse 17 tells us that faith comes by and hearing by the word of God. So, what are the solutions? Number one, Psalms 119 verse 36 says, incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not unto covetousness. What are the testimonies of Jesus? The spirit of prophecies. Indeed. Continuously expose yourself to the reading of the testimonies through which came through Ellen G. White, isn't it? Amen? And you realize, and the sense of the fleetingness of the time will come upon you, and you shall be more sober, serious, and more serious, isn't it? Now look at this. The second point is this. Mark 5 verse 9, they asked him, what is your name? Now this is omniscience asking a person their name. This Jesus, who knows all, asking that demoniac, what is your name? My question, does he not know his name? What is the point here? And he answered and saying, my name is what? Legion, for we are many. I can imagine the guttural voices speaking all of them simultaneously. He asks, what is your name? He didn't want to know his name. It's for us to learn that before God saves us, he makes us meet ourselves. There are so many of us as Christians struggling with emotional dysregulation, struggling with mental health issues, struggling to every time we are falling into sin, coming back because of tujijui. Ellen White writes and says, mind, character, and personality, I mean, messages to young people. And I say, the youth have many lessons to learn, but most importantly, knowing themselves. Peter fell because he didn't know himself. How do we know ourselves? You don't know yourself by indulging yourself. You know yourself better by denying yourself. The greatest solutions to the problems in life, the three, four great questions in life, iPod, identity, purpose, origin, and destiny, come from the very simplest of things the way God has put them in this word. Follow the Lord and know, and you shall know his leading. Amina? Read the word of God. Pray. Serve. And share. That is how you are saved. I need thee everywhere. Choristers, draw nigh hither. I need thee every hour. So that, you know, if you think you know yourself, you know me, I'm a humble person. Until you are put in a situation where you are proud, you have to be proud. When you come to realize, do you really know yourself? There is no virtue in us that we have of ourselves. It's all of God. I need thee every hour. Let's all stand.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh I need thee, every hour I need. My Savior, I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, stay Thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when Thou art nigh. I need Savior, I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour, in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is vain. Teach me Thy will and Thy rich promises in me fulfill. I need Thee, oh I need Thee, every hour I need Thee, oh bless me now my Savior. I come to Thee.
Listen to this. Signs of the Times, December 13th, 1899, paragraph 1. The secret of Satan's power over God's professed people lies in the deceitfulness of the human heart. I repeat, Satan is successful as much as he can deceive you. And remember, he exercises deceptive power before he can exercise destructive power. Are you together? Now listen to this other quotation. Called Stand Apart, 61, paragraph 1. And then I'll make an altar call. I am acquainted with persons who make a high profession, whose hearts are so encased in self-love and selfishness that they cannot appreciate what I'm writing. They have all their lives thought and lived only for self. Mnanisikia? The silence tells me naingia. To make a sacrifice to do others good, to disadvantage themselves, to advantage others, is out of the question with them. They have not the least idea that God requires this of them. Self is their poor idol. Precious weeks, months and years pass into eternity, but they have no record in heaven of kind acts, of sacrificing for others' good, of feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, or taking in the stranger. And we usually blame it on personality. Sindio? I don't like talking to people because I'm an introvert. But you can clearly see whom to nimgeni. But you act snobbish. Sindio? Because you're an introvert. Or, you know, you're very abrasive in your words because you're an extrovert. Sindio? If they knew that all who sought to share their bounty were worthy, then they might be induced to do something in this direction. But there is virtue in venturing something, initiating something good. Are we together? Perchance we may entertain angels. Perchance we may entertain angels. Are we together? Now, by show of hands, I want, as when you pray, if you're making a commitment that you had spiritually rusted, what do I mean by rusting? A sense of ownership had overtaken your sense of stewardship. You're repenting from that. Immediately begin praying, you raise your right hand, and we'll pray together. Second group of people, you've heard this voice of God's Spirit speaking to you, and you're laying everything at the foot of the cross, what you are, what you have, and what you and who you are, all of that, laying them at the foot of the cross. Raise also your right hand and we pray together. Let us pray. Father what in heaven, I give you thanks. I do not want to make a long prayer because it will be flossing, to be trying to act as if we are very good friends, yet Lord, I'm also a sinner, one who is also striving just to gain the crown against a lot. But now, this is not about myself. I'm just praying that, Lord, you may revive us. We believe in all the things that we preach about, by the way, but the flesh, very weak. Lord, help us to be Christians in our hearts, not only in our hearts, but also with our hands and feet and mouths. Lord, I'm praying today, revive us, restore us, rejuvenate us, refresh us. Someone is laying everything at the foot of the cross. Lord, take the sacrifice. Someone else, Lord, is also saying that they want to do more. They want to be more. They want to be better Christians. Lord, I don't know what their need is. Answer them according to your riches in glory. Meet them, meeting them at their points of need. Discipline us. But Lord, also be merciful in the discipline. Let us humble ourselves, for we do not want you to humble us. You can do it in terrible things in righteousness. This is what I ask for now. We're going for lunch, bless the food, and afterwards also, let the afternoon service also be packed with the Holy Spirit, and let us come out of this place, Lord, edified. In Jesus' name I pray.
What do you say? What do you say? So I'll give us a minute to pray, where you can reflect on the words. You have a minute from now.